The shoddy practice of banks paying kickbacks to car dealers for arranging car loans for consumers at the highest possible interest rate has been in the sights of the Banking Royal Commission. Those kickbacks are called flex commissions, and the good news is the practice ends today when the corporate regulator ASIC bans it at the close of business this afternoon. It means consumers who take out car yard finance will save thousands of dollars in lower interest payments. Here's the ABC senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Anyone who's bought a new or used car over the decades knows that just agreeing to buy a car is never the final deal. And no one leaves the car yard without being offered finance, known in the industry as flex finance, where unscrupulous dealers have gouged unsuspecting consumers.
The car dealer actually had an ability to select the interest rate that the consumer would pay on the loan. The higher the interest rate, the greater the commission that the car dealer earned.
Michael Sadat is a senior executive at the corporate regulator ASIC, which is banning flex commissions from tomorrow. Having given dealers and banks financing the loans almost a year's notice to end the dodgy practice.
And many consumers would not have been aware that the car dealer had the ability to set the interest rate. Most consumers probably thought that that rate was set by the lender and there was nothing that the car dealer could do to influence that rate.
So basically anyone walking into a car yard over many years have been gouged with this sort of finance. Just how badly have people been ripped off because they don't know how to negotiate or just walk away?
If a consumer bought a $25,000 car and needed a loan for that car, the difference that the consumer would pay if the interest rate was 16% compared to 10% was over $6,000.
The unethical use of flex finance emerged at the Banking Royal Commission back in March. Commissioner Kenneth Hain was unimpressed when Westpac executive Philip Godkin said despite the notice from ASIC, the practice would continue right up until the start of the ban, leaving consumers in the dark.
No information of any sort about this is given to a consumer, is that right?
That's correct.
Gerard Brody of the Consumer Action Law Network has slammed banks and car dealers for dragging their feet.
It's been disappointing they kept up on this gravy train all the way until today. I think that tells us that they're putting profits before the interests of their customers.
The use of flex finance has been pretty lucrative for car dealers over the years, but are you worried that now with the ban, they're going to have to try to find something to replace that lost revenue?
Car dealers are, even after this ban is removed, remunerated by commissions. That means that they've got an incentive to make a sale that may not be in your best interest, and that the sneaky and unfair ways that commissions and payments operate.
While banks and car dealers are within the law until midnight, banks could find themselves exposed for maintaining flex commissions at the expense of car buyers who've been ripped off.
That's the ABC senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.